Yeah, Warren and Joe found that when they were real small, like the grandpa, and they brought it up to the house. And
no.
We brought it on home, and they kept it up in the room a long time until then. We put it on up down here, so. It's really an old casket, what it is.
What is that? What is that under there, beneath it?
Oh, that's my wood deck. That's, one of the American Heritage wood ducks that they gave me for Christmas last year. We tried to get one in 4 or 5 years, and first thing I was able to get.
Why is it called the wood duck?
That's a hornet, I believe. That's the type of duck he is. And Joe and I made up, we put 10 wood duck boxes out of his grandpa's pond when he was in 4-H Club. And
I've heard some stories about that. You want to tell me a couple of them?
That's quite a good
one. Tell me, would you?
Well, we made us, I'm a great wood duck fancier myself, me and him, so we just, well, the wood ducks has all went away from around here, and then we got this little building, the experiment station, or somebody. You can make wood duck boxes, so I said that'd be a good thing for Joe's 4-H Club, so we made us up 10 boxes. Went out and nailed them on the trees, and made them look good.
Where'd you put them?
On the satellite trees over the water of the pond. Because say you put them on a tree where the coons can't get to them, raccoons, and then you put them up where the people won't get to them. And so we put them about 4 or 5 feet out of the water, just stand up in the boat, nail them on a cross arm, put them on the tree. And so we do that, and then a little later on, time we get them up, we have to put a little sawdust in them to make a bed for the ducks. You make an egg-shaped hole from the fly in, about 3 by 2.5, I believe.
Make a hole from the where?
In the front of the box, make an egg shape. You make an egg shape, and the coon can't go in it. He can't get in, but the duck can. And that duck will come in and fly and fold his wings and fly through that hole, just hit that box, boom. And it don't land and go in, he just flies in that darn hole.
Wax his beak at the end.
Huh?
What do you call that front part of the...
That's his beak.
Yeah.
But we were out one night and heard a flying in there hitting that thing and they're really flying. So we raised 50 something the first year we was out there.
That's great.
We got a good supply of ducks. And we went hunting one time and they flew so high we couldn't hit them, so we never killed them yet. So we're great conservationists. But we do have a good colony of ducks out there. And we still don't even play. But after we put the straw in there the first year, the ducks all hatched out. We went out and looked to see about them. Next year, you're supposed to clean your boxes out. So the next year, we went out and cleaned our boxes out. But the first thing we came upon had a big black wasp nest in it. So
what kind of nest?
Wasp nest. That's, these are birds that sting you. So that big black wasp nest, that we backed off right quick, and then we got us a long fishing pole, and I took off my sock, and we stuck it in the gas tank, and got gasoline on it. Went back out and set it on fire, and we poked in the box and burnt the wasp up. So then we got a little further over to the other boxes we were working on around, seeing how everything was, and put fresh sawdust in, cleaned them out. And then we got a little further over there, and we looked down the box, and there was a big snake in it.
Kind of snake.
I guess they were probably oak snakes. Oak snakes climb trees.
What do they look like?
They're kind of brown spotted and orange, brown orange spotted. And it scares you might have been when you see them up close.
How's
and
that?
About 3 or 4 foot long too. So Joe looked in right quick and we slammed the lid back down and so we backed off and we got the sock and the gasoline again, so we went over and set the stock on fire and poked it in the hole and then that got the box good and hot. We pulled it out and here comes the snake out of it. And about jumped in the boat. And so then that's old Joe to hit him. Joe hit him. And so
with what?
The boat paddle. And so I hit him too and we finally killed him. But we didn't sink the boat. We got the snake killed. But then we kept on